Hello, and welcome to Wargaming Recon. I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. I want to let you know that this is actually not a real episode of Wargaming Recon. This is just really a notification for all of you who don't get a chance to go onto our Facebook page, because I had posted on Facebook earlier today that episode 74 of Wargaming Recon was going to be delayed. So I wanted to give all of you who just kind of get your information here verbally to know that the episode is going to be delayed and why. Well, I had recently been trying to decide about upgrading some of my podcasting equipment. I tend to record the show using an Altec Lansing gaming headset. It comes with a microphone. And so I tend to talk into that, and, you know, I record that way, and it goes into my computer and does all of that sort of stuff. And the recordings, you know, they're good. I think you guys seem to like them. But I have been looking into things and thought, oh, well, you know, I could probably use a better microphone so that way I could give you a richer, warmer kind of sound, give it a better audio quality for when you want to listen to the show. So I did some research, and I talked with a bunch of people. I talked to some people who run the Game Night Guys podcast. I talked to Neil Shook of Meeples and Miniatures. And then I also happened to talk to a fellow named Blix, who runs Tri-Tac Games podcast. I met him over at the fantastic Total Convention, and he's also a friend of Ben Gerber, who I'm going to mention again a little bit later in this brief kind of announcement sort of thing. But Blix had highly recommended getting a Blue Snowball microphone. Blue makes a bunch of different microphones. They're really well known for their Yeti mics, which are basically more kind of professional sort of mics. And the Snowball is a USB mic, so it just kind of plugs into the USB port. So Blix had said that the Snowball mic is perhaps the best mic that you can get that's a USB mic for its price point for podcasters. He said that he uses them for Tri-Tac Games, and it sounds really well. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'll order that. So I had gone ahead and I ordered my Snowball mic, and I also ordered a pop filter, a Nitty Pro MPF6 pop filter. And that is the primary reason why the episode of Wargaming Recon, episode 74, is not going to be coming out just yet. I want to wait for the new equipment to arrive before I record an actual full, you know, real episode. So I figured, you know what, I'm going to hang off, see when it comes, because it's supposed to come sometime this week. I'll get the equipment and play with it a little bit. Then I can go ahead and use it to record episode 74 and give you guys richer, better quality audio podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. I want to give you a little bit of a sneak peek into episode 74 as well. I know that in episode 74, I'm going to be talking about some huge news coming to Wargaming Recon. It's really gigantic. I can't give anything away just yet, but it's pretty big news that I will be going into in episode 74. Part of it is that I want to mention some other podcasts that I do now. As those of you who've seen on Facebook and on Twitter and that sort of stuff, I've been posting that I'm, in my spare time, an editor over at Troll in the Corner. Troll in the Corner is run by Ben Gerber, and it is a gaming geek kind of gaming geek kind of blog. Right now, it's heavily focused on role-playing games and board games, tabletop games, that kind of stuff. I'm the lone guy over there who does war games and historical miniatures and that sort of stuff. So I do a weekly column. Or rather, I was doing a weekly column that talked about wargaming and things of that, you know, capacity. So recently, in my work over there as an editor, there's one other fellow, his name is Brent, who's an editor. The three of us, Ben, Brent, and myself, had decided, you know, it'd be really cool to kind of do more of this podcasting thing. Ben has what he calls an old school original play podcast, where it's basically a bunch of his friends who've gotten together at his place. And they've done, you know, some role-playing games, and they've recorded themselves and put it out as a podcast. But no new episodes have been out in a little bit. So he was thinking, well, why don't we just, you know, pull some podcasts together and create some stuff. And, you know, we'll call it the Troll in the Corner Network and get things going. And Brent liked the idea. I loved the idea. So we went ahead and did it. And the first new show over there is a show that I'm doing with my buddy Drew McCarthy. Drew, who's probably listening to this episode or this announcement, a mini episode, we'll call it, this mini episode here of Wargaming Recon. He's appeared on this show before where we talked about music to game by and some different stuff. You might also recall his name because ages ago he ran a very short-lived website called The Gatestormers, and he had a podcast. I think one or two episodes came out, and then things kind of got the kibosh put on it because he realized he hated editing stuff. Not that I blame him. But he and I, we do this show. It's called Geeks Explicitly. It comes out every Thursday. That's right, you heard it, a weekly podcast every Thursday at trollitc.com. And what it is the show where Drew and I, we chat for about 15 to 20 minutes. We talk about all manner of geek things. Basically, we're chatting about geek life, you know, gaming. We talk about movies and TV and music and video games and, you know, just all that sort of stuff and how it plays in together. From time to time, we'll have guests talking about things and, you know, we review stuff. And it's just really a conversational show where we just hang out for like 20 minutes online. We do the recording and we put it out. It's completely raw and unedited. So you're not going to get any sort of polished feel from it, which I'm sure you're used to not receiving a polished product by listening to the show, because I try to give it a little more of a realistic approach here on Wargaming Recon and leave some of my foibles in and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So you get everything in Geeks Explicitly. Now, I have to give you a gigantic warning that over at Geeks Explicitly, as the name suggests, it is an explicit podcast. That means there's swearing, there's going to be vulgarities, cursing, you know, adult situations, as they say on TV, all that sort of stuff. It's not going to be all the time. It's not, you know, going to be F-bomb, 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 F-bomb. But swear words might appear, so you just need to, you know, gird yourself for that and be prepared that, hey, you know, if I'm going to listen to Geeks Explicitly, and I hope you do, but that if you do listen to Geeks Explicitly, that you're bound to hear some sort of cursing. Usually out of Drew's mouth, but I gotta say, you know, you're gonna hear something come out of my mouth as well. So that happens every Thursday. And then I also want to promote another podcast, actually two other podcasts, but one other podcast that I just started that right now it's gonna have infrequent release dates. It's called Gamer Tunes. It's also over on the Troll in the Corner podcasting network. Now, Gamer Tunes is going to be an infrequently released podcast that will have about 30 minutes at most of running time, and what it's going to be doing is it will be focusing on music for gamers. Now, this will be music that you might want to play to add mood to a role-playing game, to have in the background while you have a bunch of friends over and you're doing like a board game night, video game music that you might have enjoyed, any of that kind of stuff, music you just want to listen to that's cool for gamers to listen to if you just want to chill out. Now, as part of that, I, of course, will be playing the music. This will be music that's legally obtainable somewhere. It's maybe, you know, Creative Commons, or it's PodSafe music, or maybe the artists have given me permission to use it. So it's going to be that sort of music. But also, I will go ahead and I'll review the music, the albums, the tracks, all that sort of stuff. We'll talk about the musicians. Hopefully, we'll have some of the artists on the show so that they can talk about how they created things and their approach to stuff. So we'll cover things from that sort of view. And that will be just yours truly doing the show. As I said, it'll be infrequent. I'm hoping to see if there can be some sort of time set up where I can make that more of a regular occurrence. You know, if not weekly, maybe monthly or bi-weekly, something like that, to try to fit it in there. Then lastly, I want to talk about one other show that's over on the Troll in the Corner network. As you can tell, I'm doing a lot of podcasting over there, and I'm trying to make sure that I balance everything because Wargaming Recon is the most important podcast to me. You guys have been with me for a long time. In one way or another, Wargaming Recon has existed since 2006, so it's very, very important to me to continue with Wargaming Recon and to continue delivering a high-quality product for you to listen to, because if this podcast suffers, it's not worth it. So I got to make sure that this continues and doing well, and if it means that I have to cut back on the other shows, I will. But for the time being, everything seems to be working out. So the last podcast is, right now it's being called State of the Troll, and we're still working on that kind of thing, but it's going to be the official Troll in the Corner podcast. I will be on there hosting with Ben Gerber and Brent, as I had said, and we're going to be talking about things that are happening over on Troll in the Corner, the future of Troll ITC. You know, we'll talk a little bit about numbers and how many people listen to podcasts and visit the site. Ask people, you know, what listeners want to hear from us and what you want to have. We're going to do one of those ask a troll anything kind of things, but when I say troll, I don't mean like an internet troll. I mean like ask one of the people at Troll in the Corner anything. There's the three of us, but then there's a huge staff of people who volunteer their time to write articles, to write columns. They do weekly columns or, you know, an occasional posting on the blog, something of that sort. So you'll be able to go ahead and you can write into the show, write into the blog, and, you know, ask us anything, and we'll do our best to answer your questions. So that'll be happening over on Troll in the Corner. So you can find all three of those podcasts over at trollitc.com. I hope you take the chance to go over and check it out. And like I said, every Thursday, you'll be able to find a new episode of Geeks Explicitly. As soon as I get my new podcasting equipment, my new Blue Snowball microphone, and my Nitty Pro MPF6 pop filter, I will be recording a new episode of Wargaming Recon. It will be episode 74, where I'm going to release some gigantic news and talk a little bit more about those other shows that I'm doing in the Trolling the Corner Network. For those of you who are interested, if this recording sounds a little different, it is because I'm using my Zoom H2 recorder. It's a digital recorder that you can use in the field. The previous version, the Zoom H1, I had read about in some library magazines, actually, some library technical sort of magazines, and it was suggested that the H1 was a great device to use in libraries to make some library podcasts. It turns out that Neil Shook of Meeples and Managers purchased an H1, and he's used it in the field. From what I understand, Neil likes it very much. And I am liking my H2. I've had it for a while. I just haven't used it that much. But it turns out you can plug it into your computer and use it as a recording device, as a microphone. So I'm giving it a try just in the meantime because I was hoping it would provide a little bit better audio quality than, you know, my headset. It might be a little more sensitive than the headset, so you might be picking up other noise here where I'm recording. But hopefully things will be okay, and you won't have too much background noise or alterations or, you know, craziness when you listen to this mini episode. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this announcement, and I want to apologize for the delay in episode 74 being recorded and, of course, most likely released. So I want to thank you for that, and I want to apologize, you know, once again for the delay in that. I hope that you'll find a better quality podcast coming to you once I get my new equipment, and I hope you'll see that the wait was worthwhile. So, thank you, and as always, keep on gaming. Geeks Explicitly. New episodes coming at you every Thursday with Drew and Jonathan talking about geek life. If you don't listen to Geeks Explicitly, then only at trollitc.com.
If you want to check out something really cool, you need to tune in to the TriTac podcast. What's that you say? TriTac? What's a TriTac? TriTac is one of the oldest role-playing companies around. They make games like
Friendsworth, Euro 13, FTL 2440, Incursion, Hardwired, Hinterland, Weird Zone, Beach Bunny Bimbos with Blasters.
Designed for D20 and Savage Worlds, these games will kick your dice into overdrive. Whether you want to combat the denizens of the underworld, travel the galaxy, get crazy with bimbos, or travel the multiverse and do it all, TriTac has you covered. Go to TriTacGamers.com to see what it's all about. That's T-R-I-T-A-C Gamers.com. And check out our weekly podcast at TriTacSystems.podbean.com. Or simply enter keyword TriTac in iTunes. You're gonna love it.
What is Wargaming Recon?
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
3,000 miles from home, an American army is fighting for you.
We today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. A military base.
Historical Wargaming for your ears, only at WargamingForums.com.
Oh, the humanity!
Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by 127Games.com, home of the cheapest Axis and Allies miniatures. Find them at 127Games.com. This recording is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike 3.0 license. Look for Wargaming Recon online at www.wargamingforums.com. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. You can learn more about this episode by reading the show notes on our blog. Many thanks to Andrew M. and Court N. for inspiring the show's name. Thank you for listening, and keep on gaming.